Well, as we all know, it's been very hot. It's been very dry here for the most part this summer. And although the crops don't look too bad, folks are starting to be a little bit concerned about the lack of moisture here this growing season. And we want to talk a little bit about that. In fact, there's going to be a statewide visit about that coming up here this week. And that's what we wanted to talk about here this morning. Aaron Soigling is joining us this morning. He's a field agronomist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, serving a number of counties here in this part of the state of Iowa. And Aaron, how are you this morning?
We're doing well this morning, Jim.
Well, good. I opened up talking about, you know, crops don't look too bad for the most part, but we all know how fast that can change, and it's been a tough summer for crops, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a real roller coaster event this year, particularly in Cass and Adair County. In particular, it's kind of been up and down, and started off, we had last year, you know, everyone wants to compare to last year, which is one for the record books. You know, that's in recent memory, and as a crop producer, that's what you strive for every year. And this year has not turned out that way. It's been pretty bumpy from the get-go. It started about the 7th of June. We had a big hail event that went through the area and wiped out a lot of beans, a lot of beans that were replanted across Cass and Adair County in particular. Some of the corn was replanted, and so that really set us back. Ironically, we were kind of a little bit late getting in the field this year due to moisture, which is really ironic, Jim, because we didn't get a lot of moisture. It was just wet enough that we weren't able to run. And so now the coin has flipped, and now we're kind of upside down, or we're not on the receiving end of any rainfall.
Yeah, isn't Iowa weather just frustrating? I mean, gosh, like you said, just a lot of moisture where it's tough to get in the field in the spring. Then we finally get the crop in, and then some folks planted two or three times this year because of some of those hail events, and then the water spigot just gets completely shut off for a time. And I know we're not the worst part of the state. You look up in northwest Iowa, around Plymouth County and some of those areas, they're more in extreme drought conditions right now. But we can get there pretty quickly yet, can't we?
Yeah, so if you look at the drought monitor, and that's kind of a measuring tool for a lot of folks. So you get north of Sioux City in that area, and I have a counterpart in Lamar's, and it's the driest he's ever seen in a lot of those areas, and they haven't got a lot. Ironically, the second driest part, is actually right where we're at. And you get over to Greenfield, there's a pocket down between Greenfield and Bridgewater and southern Cass County that they're drier than what we are west of Atlantic in places. And so, but it's dry. And so that's kind of the reason for the virtual drought meeting. People can log on and do that themselves. And, but yeah, it's critical. Jim, I think I've watched this crop deteriorate as fast as I've ever watched one deteriorate. And I think, based on the long-term forecast, we're just going to see that continue to accelerate.
Is there much that you can do at this point in the growing season?
In all honesty, agronomically, when it comes to corn and soybean production, not really. There really isn't much you can do other than just be prepared for maybe yields lower than last year. Now, there'll be some pockets of some better corn. The better soil, I think, is going to show through. The thinner soils, the little bit tougher soils, and these isolated pockets. I've just really seen a lot of variability this year, Jim. It's, you know, when you talk with farmers, they'll have fields that they got a half inch of rain, and, you know, you go 2 miles up the road and they got zero. So it's not like everyone's getting a lot of rain, but last couple days was a prime example of that. Had great opportunities for rain, and they have just basically disappeared, and just had a couple of showers, and you maybe get a tenth or two.
Those seem to be the common words we've heard this year in the weather forecast, or things like spotty, scattered, isolated. Every time rain shows up in the forecast, it's exactly what you're saying. It's a little here, a little there, but it doesn't seem like we've had a lot of that widespread, good soaking rain.
That's true. It's really split, you know, as you look at southwest Iowa, the area that I cover. If you get down to Highway 2 and south, they're in really pretty good shape. But you go from here north, you get up to like 144, and north is a little bit better, but there's kind of a sliver right in through here that's kind of missed a lot of the rain.
Absolutely. Well, and you touched on it too, and that's why we're talking today. There's going to be a virtual statewide meeting with regard to drought conditions, how they're affecting crops and livestock here in the state of Iowa, and that's going to happen tomorrow at noon. It'll be Tuesday, August 23rd at noon, and it's an opportunity for anyone in the state who would like to participate to be able to do that virtually. Aaron, what things are you going to attack at this meeting? Because I know you're going to be a part of it.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about the crops perspective of it. We'll talk a little bit about some insurance and farm management questions that folks have, and then we'll have a couple of beef specialists on board. You know, our livestock producers, our cow-calf producers are probably struggling the worst, just trying to access feed and extremely high costs. That's the real devastating thing for a lot of those folks. So they're going to talk a little bit about that. We want to make it clear it's open to everyone, and it's an opportunity to ask questions. That's really what we want. We want to be able to hone in on specific questions because every producer is in a little different situation, and so we want to try to give them some resources that they can use.
Very good. Well, I know you can find that link to be able to access that, and we have that on our website as well at kjan.com for folks to be able to access that link to be able to do that. Is there any pre-registration, any cost, or just log on at that time?
Yep, no cost, no pre-registration required, and so they can just log on at that time. They'll watch kind of the brief presentation part of that. My part will be pretty short, and we'll talk a little bit about it, and we really want to answer some questions so people can kind of type in whatever question they've got, and we'll sure try to get them some resources, Jim.
Sure, you bet. Well, you know, we've shared a lot of information about what you've seen and what you've gleaned here so far about the conditions out there, but just from a process standpoint, Aaron, how do you collect this information? Is this stuff that you have access to online? Do you actually get out and look at what's going on, talk with producers?
So it's really a blend of everything, Jim, and so obviously the drought monitor, that's based off of meteorology sites across the United States, Iowa in particular, and Nebraska. We have weekly teleconferences with the state climatologist and also people that are involved with the drought monitor. And so I have local input that I can put in and says, that line needs to move a little bit. You know, we're experiencing drier conditions at Greenfield, or it's a little bit drier in Bridgewater. So they've been very receptive to help with that. For some folks, maybe it doesn't move fast enough. But we do have some input on that, and so we do get out and try to take a peek and look around, and we compare that to the weather stations that we have. And so in recent memory, 2020, that's close enough people can remember. The weather pattern we have now is very similar to 2020 in terms of our July and August rainfall events. The unique thing this year is I think we've been actually hotter than in 2020. And so when you have higher temperatures of 95 and hotter in particular, that's more detrimental, especially to corn yield in particular. So so that's kind of the recent memory. Everybody remembers 2012 as a dry year, but I think 2020 is probably where we're going to end up.
Well, I know typically on the farm, folks are concerned with this year's crop and this year's cattle, but are there long-term effects that could play out if this continues?
Yeah, and so that is a little bit of a concern if you visit in some of the meteorology models. A little bit is what is our recharge availability going to be? And so, you know, we want to be a little bit concerned about what does this look going into next year in particular. Obviously, we can't plan for a natural disaster. We can kind of have that in the back of our mind, though, and we want to maybe think about some things agronomically we might change going into 2023.
You know, in every business, we might have a wrench tossed in once in a while to us, but it just seems like on the farm, it's always 16 different things at once.
Yep, it just seems like, you know, when it starts, it's just kind of snowballing, and that's kind of the cascade we've had since June 7th when we got that big hail event here in particular. It's just kind of been tough sledding for some folks here recently.
Yeah, hail, raining sometimes, then it doesn't rain, input costs are sky high. It just every time you turn around, it's just something different. But we can't control necessarily everything ourselves, but we can discuss it and be prepared a little bit. So again, that virtual statewide meeting coming up tomorrow, August 23rd at 12 noon, and you can find that link online. Go to kjan.com. You can go to the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach website as well, and they have that information for you there too. Well, Aaron, thank you so much. I wish we weren't having these discussions.
Yeah, hopefully scheduling a drought meeting will make it rain.
Yeah, I was going to say it'll probably rain like the Dickens now when it's time to pull the crop out of the ground. That's just our luck. Let's
hope
not.
No complaints for some.
Yeah, let's hope not. Thank you so much, Aaron. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Take care, Jim.